20. Alex Jones and September Clues. On Saturday, the 20th of September, Richard Curtis was Kevin Barrett's guest on his WTPRN show, Truth Jihad Radio. A caller, Robert from Arizona, called in to talk about the film September Clues and how he had decided to get Simon Schacht to post it in high quality to a website. The caller basically said he wanted to be pleasant to everyone, even if they didn't see things the same way he did. 12 minutes later, after the commercial break, another caller comes on, Alex from Texas. Kevin Barrett announces him as an illustrious guest. After some pleasantries in which Kevin Barrett says, "Take as many minutes as you want," Alex mentions he is driving into the hills and his cell phone may be cut out. He starts to talk about the Pentagon and infiltration into peace groups. But at 10:32 into this clip, Alex says the following.
That said, I noticed day one that the no-planers for Tower 1 and 2 and that the space beamers would viciously attack anyone who didn't immediately agree with them and scream and yell at them and scream and yell at me and try to bully me and others and then viciously try to discredit the key researchers that were getting things ready for peer review, which they did, the key researchers that were really on the trail, that's now fleshed out with Kevin Ryan and all these other people, and Stephen Jones and yourself. I mean, this is bombshell with the thermite, and it's just so incredibly, on target. Just every step of the research continues, and it's really waking a lot of people up. So I noticed that. Not only did the bullies attack everybody 2 years ago and say, you've got to agree with us, at that critical point when the establishment finally decided 9/11 was a big threat to them, they then attacked all the key researchers establishly, and then national TV kept giving them attention, kept giving and saying, and so now when I do a national TV appearance or I go on a national radio show, they say, oh, you're the group that thinks space beams did it, or you're the group that thinks there were no planes. And I would talk to these no-planers, not their low-level, weak-minded people that follow them, but I would talk to the high-level, the progenitors of it, and they would say, well, listen, I had family that was in New York, and they saw the first plane, or they saw the second plane, or I had family friends going back to college who saw it, and they'd say, shut up, liar, you're probably just a fan.
And so it goes on for quite a few more minutes. Just before the second commercial break, at around 16:34, Kevin says, "Okay, Alex, that's pretty well put. Can you stay on? Can I ask you a couple of quick questions after the break?" Kevin then says, "We blew his cover," in reference to Alex Jones. Neither Kevin Barrett or Richard Curtis seem to take any issue with anything Alex Jones says. At about 22 minutes, Curtis says, "Well, I think he's making a very important point, that everyone in the movement needs to be informed on COINTELPRO, which is what Alex had alluded to in some of his monologues." Clearly missing from any of this discussion are A. evidence, such as steel being harder than aluminum, and B. any of the names of the supposed weak-minded or progenitors of the, quote, no planes research and court cases. Question. How did Alex Jones know this issue was being discussed on WTPRN while he was, quote, driving around? Is he a big fan of Barrett's show? Why was it so important that Alex Jones stop his journey and call into the show? Alex is well into fighting the New World Order, but hasn't taken anything to court. Maybe he needs to show how much more strong-minded he is than these weak-minded space beamers. In April 2008, attorney Jerry Liebhardt wrote to Alex Jones, suggesting he should be more careful about the language he used when referring to a group of people or researchers who have become known as no-planers. Seems like Alex didn't read it. Earlier. In 2007, Steve Jones appeared on the Alex Jones Show, and they discussed how some physicists had started to talk about 9/11.
And both of these have written in the Journal of 911studies.com, so I'll put a plug in for that journal because it represents solid research. And these are Professor David Griscom, G-R-I-S-C-O-M. He's a fellow of the American Physical Society. I was so pleased to see his...
We're not going to find the Marvin Martian proponents over there.
No, no, you won't. David
oh,
Grisco,
dear.
And the other one, the other one is Greg Jenkins, Ph.D., a young Ph.D., lives out in the Washington, D.C. area, part of the D.C. 9/11 Truth Group out there, very, very good scientist as well. Greg Jenkins is a young Ph.D., Maryland, University of Maryland, as I recall, at College Park out there.
Related. In 2007, Webster Tarpley appeared in Bradford, U.K., asked a question about Dr. Wood's Ketam case against NIST. He responded thus.
I believe very strongly that research should be carried out. No research should be banned. You cannot ban any kind of research a priori. I've always argued for a separation of a research sphere from a political sphere. And what I think of as the political sphere is what you've seen. It has to do with, for example, using 9/11 and the Roe v. 52 to get impeachment going. Because without 9/11 truth, you cannot defeat Bush politically. So I'm always in favor of a political sphere that is separate from a research sphere. For a lot of people in the United States, the research sphere is all there is. And
what
they don't...
do you think of the Director of Energy?
I'm getting to it. I'm getting to it. But the political sphere for me is indispensable. Now, I would never say that I won't cooperate with somebody because they have a theoretical difference from me. I don't think it's possible to talk about men from Mars. I don't recommend blaming it on the action of the Holy Spirit, but much as I like the Holy Spirit. But short of this, I would not have any preclusion. Now, concerning her theory, I think her theory is something that she has failed to prove. I don't see her successfully proving the beam theory. And I like Fetzer very much, and I try to cooperate with Fetzer on political matters, but I have not been convinced by the space laser or beam weapons or new physical principles argument.
So what about the justification?
So hang on. So I think it's fine for them to continue with this, but I think that you have to realize this is an unproven hypothesis. I think it is not wise, if they get a chance to be on television, to make that the leading edge. I would not do that.
Similarly, William Rodriguez has made certain statements about Dr. Wood's research.
And their version of the truth is that the conspiracy theories are all wrong.
And I agree that a lot of the conspiracy theories are wrong. I'm not contending that. Remember, the idea here is just to dispel many. Many people have come out and said that there were no planes here in the buildings, which is ridiculous because we have actually gone with cameras to interview people in the Ground Zero area. And they have come along. We saw the planes. We saw the parts. Some people have said that there were holograms used to superimpose this on television. Other people say it was CGI. Other people came out and said that Morgan Reynolds, for example, and Judy Woods, which were people involved with the Bush administration, said that it was weaponry of exotic kind, that they have some kind of infrared satellite, and they have this technology that we will bring the towers down. So, you know, ridiculous thing after ridiculous thing. But there's a position that this kind of crazy wackiness decisions of coming out and saying those theories are hurting the honest research of people that are still trying to get to the truth.
That was William Rodriguez speaking on Simon Mayo's BBC 5 Live, February 23rd, 2007.